I grew up in a small town in northern Syria. In our town, we lived all together in harmony. We were of mixed ethnic and religion backgrounds. The town population consisted mainly of the country's major ethnic group. My family, along with many others, was a minority one, but that wasn't a problem to anyone and was never discussed. We never fought over our religious beliefs and our differences. We just all played together and went to the same school. Then, one day, the army started patrolling the town, and my dad, who worked in the city hall, was called to the police station for questioning. He was a member of a minority and was supposed to show his loyalty to the local government. Dad came home looking grim, and I was afraid to ask questions, but I knew something was wrong. Next time, the police came late at night and took Dad. He didn't come back. My mother grew increasingly worried, but kept working in school as an English teacher. She told us that Dad was supposed to join the local army, but he refused and was incarcerated and sentenced to probation. My siblings, my younger sister and my older brother, became quiet and very serious. I still went out to play with my friends, but everybody looked worried. I missed my dad, but didn't want to show it in front of Mom to make her sad. One day, Mom came home from work and told us that we were moving to France.